The election is still 5 months away, but the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts is surely heating up. A possible primary battle between Democratic candidates Elizabeth Warren and Marisa DeFranco is stirring up controversy within the state Democratic Party ahead of the state party convention this weekend. And questions continue to swirl around whether Warren deliberately misrepresented her Native American ancestry to Harvard University and the University of Pennsylvania law schools. To look at all this, we turn this morning to our political team, Republican political analyst Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
Tomorrow, Massachusetts Democrats meet. They hold their state party convention and vote on whether Elizabeth Warren and North Shore immigration attorney Marisa DeFranco should be on the primary ballot this fall. Of course, Warren will make it, but some top Democrats in the state are reportedly urging delegates not to vote for DeFranco, saying the party can't withstand a primary fight ahead of the battle with Scott Brown this fall. What's the worry? And will DeFranco get the 15% necessary to get on the ballot? She told WBUR yesterday she thinks she will.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. It has happened in the past. Candidates have been knocked off the ballot. It could happen again this time. In fact, there may even be an incentive. They need her to get off the ballot so they can devote their money and their time to beating Scott Brown. DeFranco has now picked up the drumbeat, so to speak, of Warren's ancestry. So they're going to have to deal with her in the intervening period if she gets on the ballot. I think it's quite possible she won't make it, and there may even be a short-lived repercussions from that if that happens.
I think it's very revealing that party leaders are so concerned about Marisa DeFranco. I mean, she's still largely an unknown, and Elizabeth Warren has something like, what, over 100-to-1 advantage and money. So running against DeFranco should be just a skirmish for something that the campaign could easily do while keeping its main focus on Brown. The fact that the Democratic machine is trying to prevent a Democratic primary is not a sign of strength.
All right, let's come back to the controversy over Warren's Native American ancestry and whether she deliberately misrepresented her heritage to law schools where she worked. How big a problem is this for Warren, Todd? And what does she have to do to finally make this controversy, which has been lingering for weeks now, go away?
That's right. Well, first, Democrats have to face the reality that after 5 weeks, this issue isn't just going away. This is hurting her. Her negatives are going up in the polls. And the fact that she's only 45% now, which is the base Democratic vote in this state, is a sign that she's in trouble. What they can do about it is basically they have to tell the truth. And so far, she's been running away from the questions more than answering them.
Well, what's happened here is that she's lost control of her own story, which is a pretty serious problem. So she's got to come clean completely. She's got to be able to make light of it occasionally, and she's got to be self-deprecating. When she got into the race, people said she's a rookie. She's never run for anything before. She's going to make mistakes. We're seeing one of those mistakes play out. And the other thing she should do is probably hire another opposition research firm that conducted research on her so they could find out exactly what it was that was in her background.
Right. After the Boston Globe reported this morning that the research firm failed to discover that she did do this 25 years ago, but it never came up in their research.
But what's more troubling is that the candidate wasn't forthcoming with her own staff in admitting this. She knew all this. She knew that UPenn and Harvard had been promoting her as a minority, and she obviously wasn't honest with her own people.
This is what happens to rookie candidates. They can't imagine how something very small in real life can become very big in politics.
Well, she probably knew it was an embarrassment, and she was hoping that it wouldn't come out.
All right, let me ask you a question from the media's point of view. Clearly, Warren has been ducking the media on this for weeks and weeks and weeks now. And isn't it likely that until she actually holds a news conference or sits down in front of reporters covering this campaign and airs it out completely in a news conference of a length of the reporter's choosing, right, that this is still going to linger on and linger on and linger on?
That's right. She should have done what John McCain did when the New York Times, you know, had that story charging him with having an illicit relationship with a lobbyist. He held a press conference, kept answering questions until there were no more questions. She at first thought she could get away with it with the idea that only the Boston Herald was on this story. Now, not only are all the state media on the story, national media are on the story, and she's just got to face up and take the hit by answering honestly every possible question.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you try to control the press, as the Warren campaign has been doing, keeping her away from interviews, she doesn't learn then how to handle interviews. And then when something like this happens, she has no ability to cope. I mean, you mentioned John McCain, Todd. Barney Frank did the same thing when he faced a scandal. He stood up in front of reporters in a room and said, "We're going to go as long as you want." And he answered every question.
And on that, this conversation needs to end. Democrat Dan Payne, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Same to you, Republican Todd Dobkin.
Good to be with you.